What is up, everybody? It is your favorite white boy. I'm back. I do this. I'm back in action. My nicest blonde hair is back. We have an amazing guest all the way from, guess what? The home planet of Germany. Yeah, it's her own planet. Let her live. Let her live, people. She's an amazing Ahsoka cosplayer, and I just love her instantly. She is the most sweetest, gentlest person in the world of the worlds. You know what I did there? No? No one cares. No one cares what I do. No one really cares. So her name is Ashla Workshop, but her real name is Lisa. But we call her Ashla because I always call her Ashla. I would definitely call her Ashla anyway. She's all the way from Germany. Her amazing, I think, boyfriend Phil is amazing. I don't know if he's listening to me right now, but if he was, he's just a golden person. He's just golden. We just like him. He takes awesome pictures. And Ashla, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh my God, you made it.
I did.
Made it all the way from Germany. Yay, the home, the mother planet. The mother planet, yeah.
That's really great. And we talk.
Yes, now we talk. We got good internet connection. You're killing it. So my first question to you, Ashla, when did you start getting into cosplaying? And what made you do, I'm going to do a second question with that. What made you want to become Miss My Favorite Jedi? Ahsoka Tano. I'm a little crying over here.
Don't cry. That's not good. Yeah, it was Ahsoka. She made me want to cosplay her when I first saw her in the movie. It actually took some time to get used to her because she was so new. But when the first season of The Clone Wars aired in Germany, I just fell in love. And from that moment, I wanted to be her, actually, so I had to work on my sewing skills and make a costume, and that was what got me into cosplay.
Oh, so what age did you begin cosplaying? Did you begin at a young age? I don't know how old you are now. I don't want to ask because you never ask a lady their age. They will slap you in the throat, punch you in the throat.
I can't punch you. I'm like over the ocean, so that's okay. I'm 25 now, but I was around 14 when I started.
So, oh my God, that's over 10 years. Awesome. Yeah, over 10 years. You're like a veteran at the cosplaying game now. Look at you, girl. Go, girl. Woohoo! All the way from Germany and a cool accent, too, that I want. Woohoo! Yeah!
Well, you know, I think I have to listen to that podcast when it airs and listen to my accent.
Yeah, you gotta know that you have an accent, Ashley. You gotta know.
Yeah.
You gotta know. You just gotta know. So my next question to you. So in Germany, right? Because I don't know much about Germany. In Germany, do they have like cons and everything for you to cosplay, or you come to the United States and cosplay as Ahsoka or anything? Because you do a lot others than just Ahsoka.
No, we do have cons. They are not as big as your cons in the US. So we don't have Star Wars celebrations. We just have Star Wars celebration when the Star Wars celebration comes to Europe or Germany. There was one in 2013, I think, and it was great. But we have our own cons, but they are smaller than yours. I think about 10,000 people for the biggest ones, or 20,000?
Yeah, Summer, I think it's like 30,000 here or something like that. I don't know. I never been to a con, so I gotta go.
Yeah, really? When they return, you should go.
Yeah, I'm gonna put my Jedi robe on, my lightsabers, and just start kicking people's asses as I get through the line. Like, they might have security on me, but I don't care, you know? I'm above the law, you know, Ashley?
They'll chase you out, and
I'm above the law. You heard that, folks. I'm the above the law, all right? So, Ashla, do you make your own costumes? Because I know some people don't. Some people, what was I going to say? Some people make their own designs, like they draw the picture and someone else makes it. But do you make your own, or you design it for someone else to make it and then you just put it on and then give them credit when you take pictures with it?
No, I make my own costumes. All my Ahsoka costumes are made by myself. All the headpieces are made by myself. I just think it fits the best, because when someone else makes it, you can give them the measurements, but it won't fit perfectly. So,
yeah. Oh, okay. Look at you. So you must be like in the studio just making things. And you're like, never going to stop. It's never going to stop. I'm just going to do it. And you do it. And you make it. And you put it on. It goes, oh my God, it's so fabulous. So fabulous.
Most of the time, I don't put on the whole costume until I do a shooting with it. So I just make the parts. And I'm really amazed when I put it on for the first time. Everything together. And I'm like, wow. This is great.
Wow. And then Phil comes in and just takes pictures like, yeah, baby, you're so good looking. Look at that outfit. Yes, you go, girl. Yes. And then you're like, yes, I know I do look good. You know, I do. And then I might have to put your costume on when I come to Germany one day.
That's okay. You can put it on.
Yes. I want to feel so honored. I was like, Don, I'll be like the president of the United States. But like, not everybody hates him, but like, we do hate him. But like, I'll be the good president. I'm just saying, yeah. Just be a good president. So my next question to you, Ashla, is who are your top three favorite Jedi characters in Star Wars?
Characters. So the first one is obviously Ahsoka.
I hope yeah. so. I was going to punch you in the throat if it wasn't. Literally.
Maybe she is. After her comes Darth Maul.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was my favorite until Ahsoka was introduced.
Oh, so you like the Red Devil
yes,
guy.
I like him. And actually, I liked him in episode one the most.
Really?
Yeah, and I was really... it was weird when he started talking in the Clone Wars, and he talked so much at first. And it was really weird, but I got used to it, and I like that he talks now.
I like how he talks. That's why I like him. He's not red. I just like the way he talks. I'm sold. Great for you, girl. Now, who's your third?
The third one is Captain Rex.
Everybody likes the guy, Rex.
Yeah, he's great. He's the best everybody clone.
Likes. He is. He really is. I like Captain Rex. I like Commander Cody. Like, I like them, but they all just are fucking evil now. Like, it's like, oh, God.
Yeah, and Rex isn't, why? And that's great.
Yeah, Rex was evil, and then we had to push him back to the light.
Yeah.
We had to. We had to do that for the people. So, Ashla, so does Phil do cosplaying or no? He just takes the pictures of you.
He just takes the pictures. He wants to start cosplaying, but he wants to save up for a 3D printer first. And yeah, so that takes a while. But afterwards, yeah, I know. He wants to start.
Oh, good for Phil. He could be me, tell him. He could be Jedi Master Chris.
Yeah, that would be great.
He could be me. That would be. He could put the like a blonde wig on. I don't know if he's blonde.
No, he
could put a blonde wig yeah. on. Then he can be like a little smaller because I don't know his height, but he can be a little smaller.
How tall
you know,
are you?
And then
or how small?
I'm 5'4".
Yeah, I was 5'4". I don't know. Do you know it in centimeters or meters?
No, I don't even know my age. Like, you want me to tell you that math equation? That's too much work for me, Ashley. Too much work. But I just want to tell you before we cut to break, Ashley, this is your first ever interview, right?
Yep, that's right.
And it's with me, people. Get that. When she's big and famous, you'll all come back to this episode and go, oh my God, Scavoli, our favorite white boy, like filmed an episode with her. And we'll be like, yeah, I did that. And then when people ask me in the streets, did you do that with Ashla workshop? I was like, yeah, she was cool, man. You know, get my deep voice out. Like, yeah, I did that thing. I do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he was the first yeah. one.
I was the first one that's gonna get signed photos of her too. Oh yeah. And put it on my wall of Ahsoka. You heard it here.
That's people. An honor.
Heard it here.
To be on a wall of
it
Ahsoka.
Is an honor. Yeah. It is. Especially if it's like print it and it's signed, like especially because you have to keep those, like you can't throw those signed pictures away. Like, how dare you? God,
no, you can't. That's not an
you
option.
Can't. It's a tragic to society. La, 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 I can't even speak society. Like, I couldn't even say society right. God, I'm losing my speech, guys. I'm losing my speech. But guys, we're going to cut the break. Ashla, stay put in Germany. You can't go anywhere. I know you can't anyway, but just stay in Germany. All right. Don't come here.
I'll stay.
But we're going to ask more questions about Star Wars to Ashla. We're going to have more fun, maybe on the spot questions. I might just throw a spit game at her, and she's going to have to be ready. And she's not ready because I know what she told me already. She has answers. So I'm going to switch the questions up. Not really, but I'm just going to tell her that. All right. So, guys, you are listening to The Scavoli Show and all the way from Germany. I love my German people. All right, guys. We're going to go out and have some chicken What do you guys make? Some chicken stroganoff? Not chicken stroganoff. What are the sandwiches you guys eat in Germany?
I think cheese and lettuce.
Schnitzels? No, what's a schnitzel? What's a schnitzel?
I have no idea.
Oh, dear Lord. She's German. She doesn't know what a schnitzel is. Oh, dear Lord. Oh, my God. This is what we got, people. Not even a schnitzler. I don't even know that's a word.
Me
but
neither.
I went to an event that I had chicken schnitzel. It was chicken with some sauce and, like, a salad on top of it. It's this little chicken on a patty. No? You never heard of chicken schnitzel?
I don't.
All right. Oh, God. She's German. Oh, my God. This is why society's fallen. That no one knows what a chicken schnitzel is in Germany. Oh, my God. Oh, Ashley, what are we going to do with you? God. All right. I got to recollect my thoughts, people. This is hard to take. Ashley, stay put in Germany. I'm going to go try to have a chicken schnitzel or something with German in it. And we'll be right back to the Scavoli Show, the most important show. I'm with my best friend, Ashley Workshop. Her name is Lisa. And we're talking in German. Not really. I'm talking in English. But she has a nice little accent. So we'll be cut the break. We're going to ask Ashley on-the-spot questions and more about Star Wars. And one important question that I ask everybody on the show. Not really. But I ask Ahsoka cosplayers this. So I hope you guys stay put. Enjoy your break. And we'll be right back to you after this brief message from your favorite white boy himself, Sexy Chris. Oh, we are back to the Scavoli Show, the most important show. I have my chicken schnitzel right here. Ashley doesn't because she has no clue what it is. It's okay. She's German, guys, but she doesn't know what a chicken schnitzel is. Just saying, guys.
Google it.
Yeah, no, you better Google it. You better Google chicken schnitzel. You better. We are back to the Scavoli Show, the most important show. Hope you had a good break. Hope you heard my sexy voice. It was really good. I listened to it over and over again, so I just know how to talk more, you know? Just give it to the people, you know? But Lisa, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. We didn't lose her in Germany, guys. We did not lose her. We did not lose her. But I just want to ask you a quick question before we get into the Star Wars questions.
Mm-hmm.
What part of Germany are you from?
I am in the middle. So I actually moved a year ago. I was in Lower Saxony, but now I am in, I don't know what that state is called. But I'm in the middle.
She's in Germany, guys.
And
she's
I don't know where I am.
Oh, dear Lord. She doesn't know what a chicken schnitzel is. She doesn't know where she lives. Oh, my God. Oh, you're giving the Germans a bad name, Lisa.
Yeah. I didn't know it in English. Dear. It's, I don't know.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, my God. Lordy Lord. I don't know what to do with you. I don't know. I don't know what Phil's going to do with you. Phil should
learn the vocabulary.
There you go. There you go. After this podcast, I want you to learn all the states in Germany. No, the towns in Germany, not the states.
The towns are okay. So I'm near Leipzig, if you know that town.
What, Laxit?
Leipzig.
No, I never even heard of that.
Yeah. I was sure you went.
You thought I was going to say, yeah, I've been there. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, no.
Give me in that place.
No, it's not Munich, so I bet you haven't heard of it.
No, have not even saw it, have not even knew that was a town in Germany, not even knew. But when I come to Germany, you're going to give me a tour of all the nice places.
I will. Germany's not so big, that's okay.
Oh, okay. So, guys, Germany's not that big, so she does not know where she lives, but it's okay. She does not know where she lives, but she knows all the places in Germany because it's small. And she doesn't know what a chicken schnitzel is. I'm just saying, like... Guys, if you run into Ashley in Germany, please, like, steer the other way. See her? Like, oh, my God, it's her. All right, go left, go right, all right? Because she doesn't know where she is. So she might ask you for help, and you might guide her, and she might not want to help, you know? That's just her.
Yeah.
Right, Lisa?
That's right.
That's right. See, I'm right. See, she's just hearing me, and she's like, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think that's me. So let's get into the Star Wars questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I hope I can answer those.
She's not. She's not going to answer. She's going to go, what a chicken schnitzel again? I'll be back there. So what are your top three favorite Star Wars movies?
Oh, that's a hard question. I think the first one is Solo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is. I loved it. I watched it last week and I just... I thought it was, it's really good. I like it. It has everything I think a Star Wars movie should have. Just the Force is missing. That one's missing, but yeah. But it's like you have the battles and you have the characters you like, and you have Chewbacca and Han, and love that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, who doesn't love that Chewy bastard? That Chewy Baca. Oh, I love that guy. He's so fuzzy and warm. I just want to hug him and tell him that everything's okay. I'm here.
Yeah, but not when he's so muddy, like in the first scene in Solo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's gross. I'm like, no, take a shower first, and then you can come hug your friend.
Yeah.
Take a shower, though. So your second movie?
Think episode 8.
Oh, really? You like those movies? Wow.
Yeah, I like them. They have some errors in them, but I also liked episode 9. I think it should have been maybe an hour or two longer, but I liked it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think, I know, because a lot of people hate those
yeah, I know.
Like 7, 8, 9, so I'm like
but
really?
I don't. Like, I like them.
Oh, okay. But I think they could have, like you said, they had errors in their movies. I think they should have had more of, I think, Anakin in them. I feel like they should have brought Vader back a little more. Anakin, definitely. Maybe Obi-Wan. Maybe bring back all the Jedi, you know, that you heard their voices. But, like,
that would have been great. More. Maybe the Force Ghosts or something.
Yeah, like... Maybe put Anakin as a Force Ghost or Obi-Wan or maybe Ahsoka. You know, you could put Jedi that have not even passed yet. Like, I feel like Ahsoka's still alive, but we'll get back to that later.
Okay.
So your third favorite movie?
I'm not sure. Maybe episode 4 or Rogue One. So those are all the same. Place.
So you like New Hope,
yeah.
And you like the Rogue One.
Yeah, but I Rogue like One. All Star Wars movies, so those are just maybe a bit better. But I love them all.
Oh, oh my god, you can't love them all, you Lisa. You can't. You gotta love some of them. You can't love all of them.
Aww.
They all have their different stories. Oh, she just hurt my feelings. She just said, too bad. And I was, like, just sitting here like an old man, like, just going to cry now. So that goes to my next question. What are your favorite top 3 moments in Star Wars? They don't have to be in movies. They can be in the shows, if you like.
So one of my favorite moments is in episode 4, when Luke stands on Tatooine, and he's looking to the two... sons.
Okay.
And it's also there's the music from John Williams, the Binary Sunset, and I just love that music. It's so great.
He's a good composer.
Yeah, he
John
really
Williams
is. That one's great. And then from The Clone Wars, I love that scene when Ahsoka says to Rex, "Race you to the surface." I felt like she really was back there, because we had the Ahsoka arc before that, but it didn't feel to me like Ahsoka was herself.
Yeah
and in that moment she was really back for me, and it was great. And also the third one, the fight with Darth Maul, because my two favorite characters
fighting off. But yeah. But did you, like, I know, like, that's one of your favorite moments, but did you ever, like, occur to yourself, like, Maul is telling the truth, and you're just like, Ahsoka, just listen to him, join him, you don't have to go to the Sith, but, like, just maybe help Maul defeat Sidious or something like that? Were you, like, banging your head when Maul was telling everything Ahsoka, like, from the truth, like, Sidious is evil, Anakin is gonna be his new apprentice, and she didn't believe him, you know? So what was going through your mind in that scenario?
I thought it was a great scene, and I prayed she would listen to him. But when he started talking about Anakin, I knew she would say she couldn't go with him or help him, because she just she's in for Anakin. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. But it's like so hard to watch that episode. Like, it's hard to watch. Like, I watched when it came out, I watched them all again, and then I keep watching them because I have to just like get it through my mind that I know Ahsoka was doing good. Like, Anakin is her like brother, her master. Like, it's awesome, you know. But on the other hand, it's like you also have to think like Maul is definitely telling the truth. It's like, just open your eyes just a little. And it goes always go back to the Jedi were blinded. You know, the Jedi, their vision was flawed. You know, just like she says to Maul, like, your vision is flawed. But in reality, it was her vision that was flawed. You know, she couldn't see past that. And I think when Order 66 happened, the Jedi really felt bad. I feel like Jedi went into hiding because everybody hated the Jedi after, you know, everybody didn't like the Jedi. Like, they were evil to people. Like, people were like, oh, a Jedi, like who cares? Like, I don't like them. You know, they didn't do anything for me. But like also with Order 66 happening and they went into hiding, I feel like they were disappointed in themselves. You know, they had Sidious under their nose for like 10 years. Like, I don't know how long he was in office for. I can't say that, but I could maybe say 10 years at least over his term. So I don't know how long a term is for the council or the Senate or whatever.
Yeah, maybe they think they failed.
Yeah, they failed the people. They failed themselves because, like, Yoda went into hiding and he never came back out. Obi-Wan went into hiding. He protected Luke. But it wasn't the right time to come out until he was, like, old, you know? Like, Obi-Wan was, like, 60 or something. And then Luke was maybe in his early teens or maybe his teens. Ahsoka went off and did her own thing, you know? They all, like, but Ahsoka came back to the light and she was like, you know, I'm going to join the Rebellion and stuff like that. And now she'll be in The Mandalorian Season 2, which I'm excited for to see what happens. I hope so. I hope things go down with Ahsoka. I hope she mentions Anakin a little. I hope she's not in there for like 5 minutes and like not 5 seconds. Yeah. Like, oh my God, you're Ahsoka? How are you? Great. That's great. We'll see you on your live action show. Yeah, great. See you later. Like, I hope it's not like that. Like, I hope like Ahsoka holds the baby. I hope Ahsoka like talks to Mando and Baby Yoda, like talks to them, like Sabine is there, because I know Sabine will definitely be in it. I know definitely Bo-Katan will be in it. I feel like people are hating on me a little. Ow, I just hit my chin with my finger. Oh, just hurt my finger. Hurt my chin. I can't go on. I cannot go on.
let's end it here.
Let's end it here. Chris got his thumb caught in his chin. It's done. But I feel like some people are hating on me. They don't think Sasha Banks is Sabine. Like, I'm thinking, like, it is Sabine, but I hope it is Sabine. I really hope, because I don't want to get it wrong. But if I'm wrong, you know, I'm sorry. I apologize, people. I'm sorry. But I think it's definitely Sabine. And when it's Sabine, I'm going to tell you all to suck it. All y'all can suck it. That's all I'm going to say to you people. Everybody in my comments right now that are like, no, she's going to be a Jedi. She's Palpatine's daughter or something like that. She's up to no good. I'm going to go back to those comments and said, watch this episode. I told you so. Thank you. And then block you. Or not block you, because that's mean. Blocking is mean. So I'm just going to delete. So I'm just going to screen record everything. And then when it does that, I'm going to say, told you bitches. Told you. Y'all can suck it. Y'all can suck it. I'm going to make a TikTok of it, because everybody makes TikTok these days. So I'm going to make a TikTok. So yeah, that's what I think, Ashley. I feel like the Jedi were disappointed in themselves, and that's why they went off. Because I feel like, you know, I really wanted Ahsoka to battle Sidious. Like, I want to see what that would be like.
Yeah,
you know?
But it didn't get to that.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks for just crushing my dreams. She's like, yeah, it didn't. So get over it. Get over it, Chris. Never happened, all right? Never happened.
Maybe it will. Right, I mean, they change canons every 10 years also.
They really do. Like, she'll come back on aired episode of Ahsoka versus Sidious now. But I really hope I really wished we got that. I know we got a little something in Rebels when they ran from each other and stuff like that, but I really want to know if Ahsoka really know Palpatine with Sidious. Like, I really want that connection somewhere. Like, we know Anakin was Darth Vader. She saw that. But we'll never know. Star Wars is a guessing game, really.
Maybe she figured it someday.
Someday. Maybe she'll realize, like, oh, that Red Devil guy. You know, yeah. Tell the truth. Like, even with Maul, when she was with Maul teaming up on Rebels, like, I felt like she knew, like, she felt a little bad. Like, she was like, yeah, you tell me the truth, but I didn't care. Like, I just want to be your friend now. And then Maul was like, yeah, Mrs. Tano. And they were like, yes. And they're like, hi. Like, yeah, it's all that action. So my last question to you, Lisa, are you ready for this question?
I hope so.
It's the last question of the day. So, is Ahsoka Tano alive in Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, and why? We all know we hear her voice, because I know you heard her voice.
Yes, we did. It was great.
So, it was great. So, do you think she is alive?
Yes, I think she is alive. I mean, yeah, because for starters, I would be really, really sad if she wasn't, because that meant she would die. Also, I think you can talk through the Force even when you're alive, so
you can.
She doesn't have to be dead just because she's talking through the Force, and we don't see her Force ghost, so she could be alive.
Oh,
and also,
okay.
Also,
good answer.
On Dave Filoni's Instagram page, he posted a picture of Ahsoka and Gandalf, and there was this sentence. People thought I was dead too, or something like that, and that made it clear to me. So she's alive.
Or Dave Filoni just likes playing with our emotions.
Maybe, but I don't think he would do that. I hope he won't do that.
I hope he wouldn't, but you never know. He's like, yeah, I'm going to give these people what they want, but in reality, they're not going to get what they want. Ha, 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 ha. And then he laughs his evil laugh.
I don't think he's that way. He just likes to say
that. And then we got to go find him and egg his house. Then we got to egg his house. And we're like, this is what you do, you bastard. And we start just throwing eggs at his house. And then we go, suck it. And then we run just real fast. So do you want to hear, this is my theory on that, Lisa, want to hear my theory? I thought she was going to say, no, I'm done with you. See you later. My time is up.
I mean, what would you do if I did that?
So I really don't, I would be like flabbergasted. I'd be like, what? She just said that? She doesn't know what a chicken schnitzel is. She doesn't know what Germany is. Like, she lives in Germany, but she knows nothing about it. Like, what? God. But so this is my theory. So she is alive in The Rise of Skywalker, like you said, and I agree with you. Definitely, I feel like she is, because you don't have to be dead to talk in the Force, which is Dave Filoni said that anyway. So just like a hologram, like you don't have to be present, you know, just like the council was there before Revenge of the Episode 3 happened, you know, Revenge of the Sith. They were all talking in the council, and they weren't all there, like Yoda wasn't there. Mace Windu wasn't there, you know. No, Windu was there. He was at the Jedi Council. But you know what I'm talking about. When Yoda talks, Ki-Adi Mundi, Aayla Secura were there, and they were just holograms. So, and just like Clone Wars, Obi-Wan was a hologram when he was talking to Ahsoka back Anakin. So she's definitely alive because of this one thing. If you go back, The Mandalorian is 5 years after the Return of the Jedi. So Ahsoka, so The Mandalorian season 2 takes right place after season 1. So the reportedly happens 52 for the episode 1 for season 2 is airing for 52 minutes. That's what the rumor is, and that would be awesome because it's like an hour, and that would be like, okay, we get more information out of it. You know, I hope they show us a lot in season 2 and episode 1. So Ahsoka is definitely in Mando season 2. We definitely know that. I have it confirmed. My sources checked out. She is definitely in it. Okay? So get ready for Ahsoka in season 2. I don't know what episode she's in, but she's definitely in season 2. And this episode will air next year, so I told you motherfuckers, I did it. I told y'all. Called it. Thank you. Good night. Drop the mic. So she's definitely in season two. So she is planning to have a live action show after. So I don't know when that live action show will take place. I don't know what date. I don't know what time. I don't know what hairdo she'll have. I don't know. But so if she gets a live action, right? And then live action goes on for maybe two seasons, three seasons. Okay. So it leads up to The Last Jedi? Is it the last? What's the first one? Oh, The Force Awakens. The Force Awakens. Now she's in it. You know, she's in it and she's in the movies and stuff like that, but she's not. So someone said on this podcast one day that Ahsoka would not be doing nothing. You know, she just wouldn't be sitting around. And that totally hit home. That hit. Because I was like, she would not be doing nothing. She would be out there trying to save people or helping people. That's what Ahsoka does best, helping people. So there's this place called the World of Worlds. And we all know it from Rebels. If you watch the episode, she goes through the portal. Right back to the end of the fight with Vader. And Morai. And Morai is there floating around. You know, no, that bird does not get enough credit in Star Wars. I'm just saying. Does not get enough credit. And I hope that bird is in season two of The Mandalorian with her. Because that bird is everything. That bird, I feel like, is keeping Ahsoka alive. I really think so. I really think that bird is a very special symbol to Ahsoka. And we all know in the Mortis arc that the light sister is in Ahsoka. So I feel like she is the light side of the Force. She represents the light side of the Force. Like, you know, we have Rey now. That's the only Jedi that we know of left, you know, in The Rise of Skywalker. We see her and then we get a Lego series. We're getting a Lego movie. I don't know why we'll have that after The Rise of Skywalker. I'm just saying, people, like Lucasfilm, I don't know what the fuck you're doing over there. You're going to have a Lego series of after The Rise of Skywalker. Really? Come on. You could have did something better. Just saying. But I'm going to watch it and see how it is. But I definitely think she's alive because that bird, Morai, is definitely keeping her alive. And I feel like if that bird isn't in season two of The Mandalorian, I hope that bird comes up again. Morai is an important figure in Star Wars because that bird is the light side of the Force. And Ahsoka represents that. So if the bird dies or Ahsoka dies, I feel like the light side dies. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's actually a great theory. I didn't think of it that way.
Thank you. Now you're going to think of it that way. But yeah, so I feel like the World of Worlds opens up a whole new realm in Star Wars, and then we just closed it. All the one episode, that's good. Right? We'll never see it again. So I feel like you can make yourself younger. You could change the world of Star Wars. You know, in some World of Worlds, you could. Anakin never turned to Darth Vader. You know, he checked Sidious. So just say that happened. No Darth Vader. Padme alive. Ahsoka still has Padawan. Or not even his Padawan. Maybe Ahsoka becomes a master and trains a new generation. You know, we don't know in the World of Worlds what happens. So I feel like in the World of Worlds, she went through a portal. You know, she got younger or she stays the same in Rebels that she looks like in Mandalorian. And it's going to be weird to see her in live action, but I'm excited to see her. You know, I can't wait. But also, we also have to remember one thing. You know, who else is out there as Jedi? You know, who else is roaming the world like Cal Kestis is? So I hope Cal meets Ahsoka one day, but that might never happen. You know, I hope Luke, like, I'm not a big fan of Luke, but I really hope Luke met Ahsoka and Ahsoka met Leia. Like, I hope that happens one day, but I don't think we'll get that. Star Wars is not like that. So I don't think we'll get it. But I really hope, like, Ahsoka is alive out there and training new Jedi. Like, maybe she's training people. You know, I don't think in Mandalorian she will say, give me the baby and that's it. Like, I'm taking this baby and training it. No way. Because if you lose Baby Yoda from the Mandalorian, you're losing out on millions. Millions of dollars. If Baby Yoda was not in the Mandalorian would not be the Mandalorian. Just saying, people. Like, if you think the Mando makes the show, and you think Cara Dune makes the show, and Keith, I forget that guy's name, but he's a good guy. You'd think if he makes the show, good for you. Like, they do make the show. But your moneymaker is Mr. Baby Yoda. I'm just saying. That is true. And no one's buying. Like, I see Mando merch out. Great. Am I buying that? My whole room is filled with Baby Yoda. Like I am not one Mandalorian merchandise. Like, Mandalorian guy. Like, Mando. Merchandise in my room right now. All Baby Yoda and Ahsoka. So, keep that in mind, people. Keep that in mind that Mandalorian would not be as big as winning 15 Emmys or nominated for 15 Emmys if it wasn't for that baby. I'm just saying. My kid is killing it right now. I'm getting so much money right now for that baby. Just so you know. That's my child right there. Baby Yoda. But do you understand what I'm saying, Lisa?
That makes sense, if you can say that. Thank you. In English, I'm not sure.
Thank you. That does make sense. That does make sense. But Lisa, we got to end the show.
We will.
Oh, all right. I thought she was going to cry, have a scene or something like that. But all right. She was like, all right, we will. All right. Good thing. Thank God.
Yeah, made it to the end. Phew. I was quite nervous. But
I made it to the end. Thank God. Oh, thank you. I just want to thank you for coming on. And I hope you can come back for Mandalorian recap episodes for season 2. I know your episode won't air till next year, but I really hope you come back for an episode of the Mandalorian recap for season 2, one of the chapters. So she's coming back, guys. Just so you guys know, she's coming back. She's like, yeah, I hope so, but like, I already know that I'm coming back, so I'm not going to give it away. But she gave it away. She did. But Ashla, where can everybody find you on the social of the media?
You can find me at Instagram. I'm Ashla's Workshop there. And yeah, that's it. Just Instagram.
You should have Twitter. You should get on the Twitter.
I'm not sure if I should do that because I've never had Twitter, actually. Maybe I should have a look.
You should. Twitter is awesome. Follow me. I'll follow you back. You know, I'm a big superstar on Twitter. You know, I'm just saying. But you should really. You could tweet your cosplay outfits on. I just followed your man, Phil, on Twitter. But I use Twitter a lot just to scroll through and promote my stuff. Instagram I use a lot more because I reach out to people on there. So, but you should definitely try Twitter.
Maybe I'll take a look and see what it's like.
There you go. Take a look. There you go. And then follow me at the Scavoli Show. There we go. There you go. But guys, thank you, Ashla, for coming on. I just love you so much. I just do. I just do. You're such an amazing cast player. You're adorable. I just want to put you and stuff you in a blanket and send you off to other parts of Germany.
Because I wouldn't know where I am.
That was see. And then you can learn and then go back to it, you know? But thank you so much for coming on. I can't wait to see you at your next con. Any upcoming projects you got going on or
of course, you want to keep it secret? No, I don't want to keep it secret.
For next year, though.
Always, I have plans. I have more plans than time. At the moment, I do some upgrades for my Aura Sing. And after that, I have the jumpsuit version of Ahsoka from season 7. And afterwards, I have plans to do Shakti.
Oh, yeah. And then me, I'm coming out with a cosplay myself. I think I should start cosplaying.
Yeah. You should do maybe a Jedi first.
Yes, right? Yes. I think I'm gonna be my own Jedi now. Yeah. Like my own Jedi.
It is.
Interesting. My evil. I'm getting so evil right now. I'm like rolling my hands and my fists like ha 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 ha. But thank you, Ashla, for coming on. You're the best. I hope we can keep in touch. You're always welcome to the States when the corona doesn't happen. And I'm coming to Germany one day, so get your chicken schnitzels ready, and I'm coming.
Coming. Maybe I did. I think it's schnitzel, right?
Yes, chicken schnitzel. I call it that. I like that word better. Can't wait. But guys, you can follow me on the gram at the Scavoli Show, Chris Scavoli, Chris_Scavoli. Follow my store too at the Scavoli Store. I got big Star Wars pins coming for next year. Also have some now. I know this episode won't premiere, but I have a helmet. I got a Padawan versus Master pin coming to me soon. That's Ahsoka versus Vader. Check out my page, the Scavoli Store. I have a Mandalorian exclusive limited edition pin dropping with Baby Yoda. It's going to be great. And yeah, you can follow off Twitter, the Scavoli Show. And for all you old motherfuckers out there that don't know what Twitter and Instagram is, I have Facebook. You guys, if you're old and you don't know how to work a computer, you guys have Facebook somehow. Don't know how you do that. But you can follow me at Chris Scavoli or the Scavoli Show. Don't know. You'll find me. I'm the only Scavoli around, I think. No one has my name. If they do, please call me, contact me. I'll try to throw eggs at their house, all right? But thank you, Ashley, Lisa. That's how I'm going to do it. That's how I'm going to say your name now. For coming on, I really appreciate everything you do for the Star Wars community. You bring Ahsoka to life, just like so many talented Ahsoka cast players out there. And, you know, I'm going to talk to you after this episode, after this. And may the Force be with you guys. And be safe. Don't die of Corona. I don't know if Corona will be around next year when this episode premieres. But, you know, just stay safe. We care for you guys. But my name is Chris Scavoli. I'm your host. This is the Scavoli Show.